Okay, Boker Tov. Continuing with Hilchot Tzedakah, we're up to a Nusiman Resh Nun 250. Says Maran as follows, and the title of the Siman is Kama Ra'uy Litin Lekol Echad VeEchad. How much should a person give to each ani? In the previous Siman, we spoke about A, the basic Chiyuvim of Tzedakah that a person has, and then we spoke about the 8 Ma'alot of Tzedakah, one on top of the other, in order of priority. Now, says the Shulchan Aruch, how much are you supposed to give to each one of the anim? Says Maran, Aleph, kama notnim le'ani, demachsora she'yachsan lo. The most preferable thing to give to an ani is whatever he lacks. Whatever the ani lacks, he's supposed to give him. Ketzad, how so? Im haya ra'ev, ya'achileu, haya tzarich lichsut, yichasehu, eno kli, eno kli bayit, kone lo kli bayit. Which means, whatever he lacks, mitzvah tzedakah dictates, that is what you give him. You're supposed to fulfill all of his needs. Now, this is actually from a Gemara. Very interesting, Maran brings it down. V'afilu im haya darko lirkov al sus, ve'eved larutz lefanav kshehya ashir, ve'he'ani, kone lo sus ve'eved ve'chem lechol echad ve'echad lefi mesh tzarich. If you have a person who's an ani, but he was wealthy. Unfortunately, he lost all his wealth. And what happened was that now, as a result of losing his wealth, when he was wealthy, he had, you know, he rode on a horse, he had somebody running in front of him, he had like a butler and a chauffeur and whatever. Mitzvah tzedakah dictates that even now when he's poor, you have to provide him with the lifestyle that, not the minimum lifestyle that other anim had. You are mechuyav to give him or to help him complement the lifestyle that he is used to. It's a very, very big chidush. Says Maran, and he says, "Haraui latet lopat, notnim lopat. Isa, notnim lo isa." A person, let's say, if you give him dough, he's not going to know what to do with it, right? There's people who have two left hands in the kitchen, me included. Yeah. So you give him dough, he's not going to know what to do with it. You have to give him bread, which means full service. If the guy, let's say, he can handle it in the kitchen, give him dough. Yeah. Mita, notnim mita. Haraui liten lo pat chama, chama. Tzonin, tzonin. He says, la'achilo l'toch piv, ma'achilin. Different kinds of people require different levels of tzedakah, which means that if you have a guy who you even have to feed him, there's certain people, certain aniim, can't feed themselves. You have to go so far as to feed him. Eno isha ubal isha masi'in lo v'sochrin lo bayit u'matza'in lo mita u'chle tashmisho v'achar kach masi'in lo isha. Let's say the person is so destitute, he needs to get married, but mamash can't afford anything. Says the Shulchan Aruch, what do? Rent him a house, make him a bed, prepare all of the housewares, right? Open up, a registry form in Bed Bath and Beyond, kim'at alehim shalom, and then, you know, and then you marry him off. Otherwise, right, what does it help to marry him off if he's not able to take care of all of these needs for himself? Bekitzer, the theme of this se'if is that you have to take care of all of the needs of the ani. Person shouldn't think, right, a person can very easily think, I'll give you the basics and then you take care of the rest. We're not talking about a person that he's being lazy. If the guy's being lazy, that's a different story. We're talking about a person that, you know, is used to a certain standard of living and unfortunately had a financial downfall. Now we have to help him break his fall. Or if a person cannot, let's say he didn't have a downfall, but he just cannot provide for himself, he has a hard time doing it. You have to, mitzvah tzedakah dictates, they really have to help him. Says the Rama, v'nir'ah lechol ze begabay tzedakah o rabim biyachad, aval en hayachid mechuyav liten la'ani de machsoro. Says the Rama, all of these halachot apply to either a gabay tzedakah, which means he has the funds and he's in charge of distribution. Or, let's say, rabim that want to give tzedakah together, the rabim are obligated to give him everything that he's lacking. However, if you're talking about just an individual who wants to give tzedakah, we don't find that he has such a chiyuv, an individual has a chiyuv to give the ani everything that he lacks. There's no chiyuv on an individual. Ela modia tzaro lerabim, ואם אין רבים אצלו, ייתן לו היחיד עם ידו משגת. וכמו שמתבאר, סימן השמנתן, which means that if רבים sees that the ani lacks a lot of things, he should make the ani's plight known to the רבים. If the רבים pick up the cause, and together they're able to provide for all of the things that this ani lacks, מטוב מנעים, but the individual is not מחויב to do so. However, he says, let's say the רבים don't pick up the tan. Let's say the Rabim, for whatever reason, they are not what we call in Yiddish selling to. Let's say they don't come through for the ani. If the yachid can afford it, then the responsibility falls back on his shoulders if he can. That is with regards to that. Let's see the Baritev. Says the Baritev as follows. Hayachid, ve'abach hadan, ve'gam hayachid mechuyav liten lo kol demachsoro im edo maseget. Now, the Bach disagrees with the Shulchan Aruch. The Bach says, no. The Rama and the Bet Yosef held that a Yachid is not obligated to pay for all of the Ani's lacks. You just give him basic tzedakah. The Bach disagrees, and he proves it. How does he prove it? He says, V'raya mihilel ezaken shilakach le'ani ben tovim sus lirkov alav. There was, the case of Hilel ezaken was that he saw, the Gemara says that Hilel saw an Ani, who was once upon a time wealthy, and he himself went to buy him the horse and the chauffeur and the butler, which means these were all, quote unquote, for an ani, these are luxuries. Although this ani was used to it, this kind of standard of living in his previous stature, nevertheless, Hillel HaZaken did not go and tell the Rabbim, okay, you have to do it. He did it himself. So if that's the case, says the Bach, we see that the person himself, even an individual, is obligated to fulfill the lacks of an ani. והשח כתב שאין מזה הכרח. דיש לומר, דמייר בשאין רבים אצלו, או שאין יד הרבים מסעגת לסייע לו. The Shach deflects the proof of the Bach, and he says not a good proof. Why? Because in the case of Hillel, it could have been one of two things. Either there was no rabim to help him, and like we said, when there's no rabim, the chiyuv kicks back to the yachid, or even if there was a rabim, maybe the public didn't have the means to help out this person, and then Hillel, by the way, the Gemara says Masechet Sotah Daf Kaf Aleph, Hillel HaZaken started off being extremely, extremely poor. We know that. He started off terribly, terribly, terribly poor. We know that from the Gemara in Yomah, where he went up to the skylight of the Bet Midrash, and he almost died, by Shemaya Be'Atalion, and then later, after he became the Nasi, he got rich. So it's very possible that later, since there was no Rabim, or there was a Rabim, but the Rabim couldn't afford to give this Ani everything he lacked, maybe it was after Hillel got rich, and then he decided, okay, you know what, if the Rabim can't come through, I'll pick up the tab. So says the Shach, you don't have a Rehaya, you don't have any proof from Hillel HaZaken to the letter of the law, what regular people have to do. So, says the Shulchan Aruch Vayit, Bet, Isha Sheba Ali Nase, Lo Yifchatula Minun Zuz, Vim Yesh Bekis Mefarnesim Ota Lefi Kvoda, which means that any time, let's say there's a Hachnasat Kala need, let's say a Kala comes before the Gabaim, for she needs money to get married, no matter what the situation is, we never give a Kala less than 50 zuz, okay? 50 zuz in our times, it's about a quarter of 200 zuz. 200 zuz in, it's a certain currency of silver. Comes out a quarter of 60, yeah, about $15. Now, in those times, now, wait, before you laugh, we know that the bare minimum of a ketubat betula, the Gemara says that a ketubah for betula is 200 zuz, for a be'ula, a non-betula, it's 100 zuz. 200 zuz is about $65 to $67 recently based on the price of silver. What does that mean? A person would be mechuyav to give 200 zuz. That's laughable. The point is, the Chachamim said in those times, 200 zuz, upon death or divorce, a person had to pay from his estate to the wife. So now, why is that? In those times, 200 zuz, the Chachamim understood that was enough to tide a woman over for a year. which means the standard of living way back when was that a woman could live off for an entire year of $65 to $67. That's, you know, when you don't have a mortgage and you don't have, you know, Con Edison bills and you don't have all these other bills, so $65 gets you a long way. So anyway, that's a quarter. So now the Shulchan Aruch says when a kala comes to get married, the gabayim have to give her a quarter of what her ketubah would be. 200 zuz. Now over here we're talking about 50. Huh?
She has to be tied to somebody, or she's like still in the market?
No. She's engaged. She's engaged, right? The Shulchan Aruch says isha shaba li nasei, which means she has a chatan, she has a date, right? Right. I'm not going to say she has a hall. In those times, not many people got married in halls. They had, you know, coronavirus weddings, you know, backyard weddings, right? That's the way, Chadesh Yemenu Kekeden, that's the way it used to be. People used to get, yeah, in Iran, where'd they get married? In halls? Ah, pita. Right? Basement, backyards, and Yodama. Aval, happens to be during this, if I went to a bunch of backyard weddings, they're pretty nice. Same. Huh? Yeah, more simcha, you know, not so much pressure. The flowers this way, the photographer that way. Cool, you know. Tranquilo. Everything's much more simple. I went to a bunch of them in backyards. Very, very nice. I'm not opposed to, you know, I happen to have gotten married in a hall, but I'm not personally. If people want to start adopting backyard weddings, I'm not talking about money, save money, save stress. You know, sometimes the financial shimirachim, especially in Israel, to make weddings over there, especially in the Haredi community in Israel, you have to pay for an apartment. It's a whole situation. Sometimes people cannot withstand the financial stress and all the other stresses that come with it. If a person wants to go through a wedding just in a more simplified manner, to take away from the stress. Sometimes, you know how many people I hear, you know, this one got a heart attack from what? His daughter's getting married. It's supposed to be the happiest time of his life. He's getting heart attacks. Lama? Lama kacha? Yeah? So that is with regards to a woman wants to come and get married. Says the Bairite, Yivchatu, Katav Ashach, Nir'ah, B'shi'ur zeh, V'chein kol ha-shi'urim sh'b'seib dalet, Eino ela bimehim, Aval b'zman hazeh, Notnim la, Kefi ha-ra'ui, Ovdil kaman semen shunun gima. Says the Shach, all of the amounts that the Shulchan Aruch talks about over here, that was in this day. So if you have a kala who comes to get married, and you give, here's 50 zuz, here's $15, it's not going to help. You have to give her a considerable amount of money, something that'll help tide her over, something that'll help defray some of the costs of the chatuna. No, it's not a ketubah. It's not for the ketubah. She's collecting for her wedding. She's collecting for her wedding. It's a joint venture. Not the ketubah. It's not going towards the ketubah. The husband has his own chiyuv ketubah. This is mamash going to pay for the wedding. Not the ceremony, whatever they need to live. How much of the ceremony doesn't cost anything? Doesn't cost money. It costs money to live. Yeah? People think a wedding is the ceremony. The ceremony is done in 15 minutes. Zeonigmah. And then the wedding maximum, 4 or 5 hours, shalom, and everybody forgets. Right? They spend so much money on the flowers, on the food. The next day nobody remembers what they ate, what the color of the flowers were, nobody cares. Yeah? Spend money on life. Right? That's where the money should go. Yeah? Says the Shulchan Aruch, Gima, Ani amchazer al ptachim, en notnim lo meakupa matana meruba, ela matana mu'aitet. Which means that an Ani, who goes around collecting from houses, you don't give him from the communal kupa fund, because he's already collecting from people, you only give him something small. You don't give him a large donation. Large donations from the kupa are reserved for Aniim who don't make their rounds. That's the point. Says the Bairitev Gimam, Ruadin, Mikol Yachid Vyachid Shem Chazer Itzlo, En Sarich Lo, Latet Lo Matana Meruba. It doesn't matter, it's not only the people who make the rounds. Any Yachid, you never give the Gabai, who is entrusted with the communal funds of the Kupa, you don't give him a Matana Meruba, you don't give him a big donation from the Kupa, you only give small donations. Yeah? Dalit. Says Maran, En pochatin. Oh, we just had this in the Daf Yomi, right? Masechet Shabbat. The Gemara says, here we go. Yeah, this was in Daf Kuf Yudchet. This was 5 days ago. Remember, the Gemara said that if a person comes, there is a minimum that you give to an ani who's passing by. And then if he stays for Shabbat, you give him a little bit more. There's a big Tosfot over there. Okay, anyway, Bikitzur says the Shulchan Aruch, "En pochatin le'ani ha'over mimakom le'makom." If you have an ani who's passing through the town and he needs help, what do you give him? The minimum. Mikikar b'pundion. You give him a loaf of bread that costs a pundion, which was a currency back then. Midal etzin b'sela, when the cost of wheat is 4 se'ah per se'la. Bimlan, if he stays overnight, you have to give him a little bit more. Notnim lo matza lishon alav, bekeset litem yirah shotav. You have to give him a mattress and a pillow. B'shemen b'kitnit, and oil and some beans, right? You give him some bahali. Yes, he says. Or you give him the ashereshta. Yeah? Why? Yeah, oh, okay, fine. No, dehydrated. So he says, no, what's the thing that they have in Rabbi Cohen's on Sunday morning? Oh, the lentils, yeah. The lentil thingy. Yeah. It's dangerous in the morning. Anyway, Bikitsur, how do people stomach that in the morning? You do that? It's not a... Tadig in the morning, they do that?
I would love it. Oh, it doesn't matter.
There's certain things that you have to tzach lechakot, right? The best things in life you have to wait for. Anyway, Bikitsur, it says like this. Huh? But that's for people who like, you can have my portion of Tadig. That's okay. Okay? Yeah. So she says. Oh, really? So says the Shulchan Aruch, Vim Shabbat, notnim lo mazon shalosh seudot. If he stays around for Shabbat, you give him an additional 3 meals. V'shemen v'kitnit. You give him some more oil and beans. V'dag v'yarak. You give him some fish. You give him some vegetables. V'makirin oto, notnim lo fit vodo. Everything we've spoken about is if you don't know the ani. That's you don't know him. You can tell he's Jewish and stuff, but you don't really know him. You don't know if he's legit or not. But if you know him, you recognize this ani and you know he's legit, you give him nefi kvodo, you give him whatever he needs, you're not limited to the guidelines that the Shulchan Aruch set forth over here. Yeah. So the Shach said before also that all of these amounts applied in the times of Chazal, when obviously the standards of living were much smaller. Over here, you know, when a person comes, you give him a little bit of money, you give him a few meals. If he stays for Shabbat, you set him up. Everything, you know, these things have to be, the Shach said before, you have to convert these ideas to Zman Hazeh, when the, you know, the Musagim, the ideas that people have today, or the expectations of the Aniim, are not necessarily the same as in the times of Chazal.
What
can
you give to everybody that comes?
A little bit. Now, you get to check him out, whatever. Over here, this is talking about an ani that passed by. And if you don't give him, this is his source of parnasai. In those times, he could very well die of hunger if you don't feed him. Many of the anim that are passing by, I don't think they're dying of hunger. And I think that they might have a little bit of parnasai from elsewhere. It depends, obviously, who. You know, you can't, I'm not going to make a generalization, Khalila. But, you know.
So you must give him a little, but not satisfy.
Like, yeah, you don't have to satisfy all of his needs.
A little bit,
depends on the person.
You give
whatever is considered little for you. We're just talking about tadi. Anyway, Bikitsur, so he says like this. Tadi and white sauce don't mix. So says the Shulchan Aruch, says the...
Oh, and someone wanted to give a shirt. Like, oh, guy, listen. There's no
kiddush,
there's no reason to have to
shear. Okay, Bikitsur, what's a
shear?
Shear. Oh, shear. Okay. Says the, hello, takshib. He says like this. Says Shulchan Aruch, Aniye ha'ayir merubim, ve'ashirim omrim, yichazru al haptachim, ve'abenonim omrim, shelo yichazru al haptachim, ela tiyeh parnasatan mutelet al hatzibur, lefi mamon, hadin im abenonim. Which means, he says like this. What happens? You have a machloket. Let's say there's a lot of aniim in the city, and now we have a machloket between the upper class and the middle class. The upper class says they're going to all come to us. We don't let them knock on the doors, and The middle class says, no, we don't want them knocking on doors because you guys can afford to give them, right? If they knock on doors, you can afford. We can't afford them knocking on our doors. Let their parnasav, the aniim, be the responsibility of the city.
Why can't you do that?
They smell the tadig inside. It's not going to work. Anyway, Bekitsur, so can you smell tadig? Does it have a smell? Anyway, Bekitsur. Yeah, it smells burnt. So he says like this.
Okay. What's the difference between burnt and pan fart? Can you tell me? You know, you lived in Israel for like 15 years. You had schnitzel. Was it fried or was it burnt? No. No,
it's fried.
It fried or burnt?
What a passion for the tadi. Huh? Yeah, it's so, but listen to this. Ariel. No, so who's the halakha with? The upper class or the middle class?
Wait.
What do you say? Upper class says, let them knock on the doors. The middle class says, let the tzibur give them parnasa like they always did. Says the Shulchan Aruch, the middle class wins. What? That what? Yeah. We don't send them away from the kupa and have them knock on doors. We say, let them be mefarnesotam from the kupa of the tzibur. Says the Rama, ki ikar chiyuv tzedakah lefi hamamon. Chiyuv tzedakah has to go city by city based on the amount of money that there is. And if there's money in the kupa, we do not send them knocking on doors. ויש מקומות נוהגים ניתן לפי הנדבה, ויש לפי המס, והנותן לפי ברכתו, ראוי יותר לברכה. Which means, in some cities, there's not one set way of giving tzedakah. Some people have it, in some cities, they make a takana to give it based on donations. They make like appeals. Some places have the tzedakah like a tax, that everybody has to give, the beddin makes a takana, everybody has to give X amount per year, like a tax. Usually not. Most places, huh? Like a membership fee, but towards tzedakah, basically. And says the Shulchan, yeah, that, well, some different places have different ways of collecting the communal fund. Some people do it based on donation. Some people do it based on tax. Different cities have different ways of doing it. And he says a person who gives based on the amount that he's able to, tabo alav bracha, tov ad kan, baruch adonai la'olam, amen v'amen. See you tomorrow. Tomorrow's a fast day.